director of the Gulf Breeze News. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
You guys, good to talk to you today.
Great to have you. So we got a couple of interesting, like, worker honoree kind of moments here. We've got one dealing with a trash collector. Is that right?
Yeah, there's been a guy here who's been working for 24 years collecting trash. And, you know, it's amazing how many people have stepped forward to talk about what a difference he has made in their lives. His name is Roger Davis. He came to the city council meeting after a lot of people stood up and said, we don't want to change from Republic to any other service provider because we love our trash collector. He's so kind. He helps everyone. He, you know, waves to everyone. He's been such a big asset in the community. So the city council gave a, you know, made a declaration of his, you know, for his service. He is going to stay with his Republic, so he's not going to be in servicing Gulf Breeze any longer. But he's got a really nice send-off. A lot of the neighbors gave him a party, some gift cards, cakes. Really nice. And to find out all the things he's done, you know, along his route, looking out for people and, you know, helping them with their carts and just even helping the police department. If they have a question about something, he knows everything. So he's been a big asset to them.
What a wonderful story about how somebody can make a difference just by being there again and again and helping people. That's just fantastic. You have another sort of along those lines kind of story with a postal worker who's retiring. Is that right?
Yes. Let me tell you something. Leanne Loggins, she has been at the post office she's worked at the post office for 30 years, 28 of them in Gulf Breeze. She has helped Gulf Breeze News so much because she handles our mailings. It's complicated. You know, we're one of the, you know, week in, week out mailing Gulf Breeze News out to all of our subscribers and everything. And she has helped us in so many ways, and we're really going to miss her. But she is interesting because she came from a postal worker family. Her mother was a postal, postmaster. Her brother was a postmaster. Her husband's a carrier. She's been the supervisor for all these years. And I'm telling you, people will stand in line and they will let other people go ahead of them because they want to wait and talk to Leanne.
Aww.
So it's going to be a big adjustment, you know, for people who go to the post office not to see her in her regular spot over to the far left of the counter.
Isn't it wild when you go to a place and, you know, a lot of times customer service is just kind of there and then other people are just amazing and you think, man, I wish everybody could be that way because they're fantastic. You've got a story about...
I know. She deserves it, though.
Oh, that's great. You've got a story about the mystery building on Highway 98. Now, where is this?
So we ran an article about this a long time ago when Proportion Air bought this property where the old Delchamp Shopping Center was. There's a huge sign there. The thing I asked him was, when are you ever going to take down the sign that says there is a traffic light coming? Because there has been a traffic light there probably a decade.
And coming not so soon.
It's at the intersection of Whisper Bay Boulevard and Highway 98. And so there was a big shopping center there that was damaged in Hurricane Ivan. And it sat empty and derelict for many, many years. Finally, it got torn down. He bought the property. And he started building a building. Well, everyone thinks it's some kind of a mystery building. People think that it's Jet Propulsion Laboratories because they got it mixed up. So they think they're going to be building jet engines there, and it's going to be really loud, and the neighbors are upset. So anyway, we decided we better put the rumors to rest. This is Proportion Air. It's located, the headquarters is in Indiana. The owner moved here decades ago, and he flies back and forth, but he wants to have a corporate office here, so he's building it. And he doesn't have any plans yet for what's going to happen with the rest of the property. But anyway, we just wanted to let people know what it was.
Well, that's just what JPL would want you to think.
Right.
You fell for it. No, that's true. That's
great.
I love that. I love that you're answering the question that people are asking about that. We've also got some stuff from the county where they're talking about tolls. What?
Tolls. Oh, tolls, yes. The county all of a sudden realizes that they're not getting that American Rescue Plan money, and so they're trying to figure it all out. How can they get more money? And they're looking at everything, impact fees, tolls on the Var Beach Bridge. They're just, you know, trying to think of ways because they have kind of gotten used to living with this extra cash, and now it's like, uh-oh, what are we going to do next year? So they're looking at everything. So be prepared to be paying a little more somehow they're going to do something. So the impact fees, we're not really sure what it's going to be.
All right. Very interesting. So they're also talking about what would the county have to do with Amtrak?
Well, so the county, Santa Rosa County and Escambia County are partnering. They are looking forward to, you know, getting working together to bring passenger rail service back to the area.
Okay.
We used to have Amtrak here years ago. There was a storm and there was a wreck and there was all kinds of reasons. And if we haven't had passenger rail service. We used to be able to go from, you could get from New Orleans to Jacksonville.
Right.
On Amtrak. And I kept thinking that when it got repaired, you know, it'd be fun. You could, you know, take the Amtrak over to Tallahassee and go to a game and not have to worry about parking and all that stuff. But it never happened. I mean, it has been forever.
Right.
And they're finally saying, you know, let's try to get this back together and get it, because I think it'd be great. If you travel on Interstate 10 recently, you can realize it's so over capacity.
Yeah.
It's just this traffic. The traffic is crazy on I-10, and I think we do need some opportunities, alternatives. For transportation.
Well, the Gulf Breeze news comes out on Thursday. You got a story about Spring Fest. You got a story about the boat ramp parking hearing, about work on Wayside Park, and all kinds of community calendar stuff. It is always full of information. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. As always, Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.
You bet. You know, if you've got a company, you got employees, and you've got to figure out benefits, dental, vision, life insurance, like that kind of stuff, or payroll, or human resources, or all of the above, because, you know, employees are necessary, they're great, they're wonderful, and the things that come with them, the red tape kind of stuff, can be a nightmare and a headache and just annoyance. Maybe you don't like doing it if you're a business owner. Hey, this is why you call Torgerson Causey. They're really good at this. Their business is helping you do the stuff you don't want to have to do for your business. Like, that's what they're good at. They started helping us here at News Radio and Cat Country 5 or 6 years ago, and they've been fantastic. They saved us money, gave us options, you know, and they're always available when we have a call or a question or whatever. Just, you know, they genuinely like what they do, and they're very, very good at it. So if you'd like to help, you know, your employees get better options or just take that load off of your plate, more than 20 years now, Torgerson Causey has been helping business owners just like you do that. No obligation to have them come in and review your programs and see how they might be able to help. 433-9996 or look them up online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos, go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. UWF will be celebrating Founders Week from April 15th to April 20th, and we invite community members and alumni to join in on the festivities. Join Anna Marie Mixon and President Martha Saunders on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn how you can join us. Tune in today at 9 a.m. to learn more. That's today on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Celebrate Easter together with the help of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of lamb, beef tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy Easter. You'll find a great selection of wine specials, cannoli trays, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. From Boar's Head Deli Meats, free lunches for the kiddos, and that Italian family hospitality. It's only at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. A great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Eggawahoosa, the biggest egg hunt on the Gulf Coast, is Saturday morning at Community Maritime Park. It's a free event for your kids, walkers through fifth grade. See PensacolaChurch.org for more. Trinity Presbyterian Church on Bayou's Jelly Bean 5K is Saturday morning at the church, benefiting church projects. Register at TrinityPcola.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent! Hello, baby!
All right. I know you didn't wake up this morning thinking, man, I hope Andrew talks about sewer capacity in Milton.
Didn't I?
No,
didn't I?
You? Yeah. No, but this is actually really important because, you know, the things that government does that are boring are the things that you really care about when they don't get done right. Right? It's, you know, trash collection and road maintenance and, you know, drainage ditch, all that stuff. Well, you know, sewer capacity is one of these things that is directly affecting quality of the waterways, because if you don't have sewer, then you go on septic. New homes get built on septic. Septic overflows into the all of these problems are connected, right? So maintaining adequate sewer capacity is one of the problems. Of course, the city of Milton is building a new wastewater treatment plant. And this doesn't really have to do with that particular controversy, except that Casey Powell, during the city council meeting the other day, was talking about where we're at right now and what this causes for us as problems. Here's kind of the backdrop to this, just to understand the scope of the just what they deal with in the city of Milton for sewer treatment.
So basically, just want to keep everyone informed on where we are as far as servicing the public, as far as our sewer system is concerned. We currently process 1.93 million gallons per day at the plant. We service 4,674 customers and maintain 159.62 miles of sewer lines.
That's a lot.
The city's commitments of 446,875 gallons per day to developers and 84,440 gallons per day to Santa Rosa County will bring our total to 2.4 million gallons per day, roughly, approximately. It's a little bit more than that. So we're resulting in roughly 38,685 gallons per day of capacity left that's currently not being used and can be used for within city limit development.
I love how he's got it down to the five on the end of that number. So, okay, what he's saying is, like, right now we're at 1.9 million gallons a day. We've got obligations out there for you've got a commercial development and you've got some houses, and basically that brings it up to 2.4 million, meaning that we've got 38,000 gallons of capacity left. That's not much. That's very, very little. Okay. And so what they're looking to do is create an agreement with Pace Water in order for Pace to be able to take some of the surplus.
And just so that everyone is aware, we have been declining sewer requests for over a year. In the last 2 months, we have turned away two developments of 205 houses, an additional 70 homes, and a commercial building that would have essentially netted the city over $1 million in system expansion and fees that would have been collected for those projects.
So, and this is the point, is they're actually turning down new business and new subdivisions because they can't provide sewer capacity. And so what do? Well, you go on septic, and septic has all these problems, right? That we're trying to get people off of septic tanks. And here we are, just because we don't have enough sewer capacity, we're having to put new homes onto or businesses onto septic systems, because that's the only other alternative, plus the cost, right? It's losing us money because we don't have this capability. So the interlocal with Pace Water would give them 80,000 gallons a day, which is not an awful lot, but, you know, it would basically in net on top of what they're already obligated to. And what Randy Jorgensen was explaining is, look, it's going to cost us about $600,000, but because we have impact fees of $4,500 a home on 300 homes in the area where this will serve, which is west of the hospital on the Berry Hill corridor, he says this will basically totally pay for itself. But don't get too complacent. Don't think like we're doing well, because some new business could come along and just eat up what little surplus we have left in our sewer treatment capacity.
The capacity represents 320 homes. Now, that's homes. You could have one commercial project come along and they request equivalent residential units would consume 20-25% of that available capacity at one time.
So all I'm saying is, you know, it's not like exciting necessarily. I mean, actually, in Milton, wastewater treatment has been very exciting for the last 2 years, not in a good way. But it's the kind of stuff the government has to be thinking about all the time. Like, where do we have the capacity and how much, and are the pipes adequate and the maintenance of them? Because when the sewer pipes go bad, that's when you notice, right? And so thinking about these kind of very mundane, boring issues of infrastructure maintenance is a really vital part of what government does. I just kind of wanted to give you a peek at that, because I thought it was interesting to hear them just talk about where they are. And again, being at capacity and having to turn away homes and therefore causing more environmental threats because these homes are having to build on septic. 826 on News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like Mobile Highway flowing in both directions now. Another accident in Pensacola on the west side. This is at Bauer and Lillian, not showing a roadblock there. I'm not showing a roadblock, but very, very slow. Westbound Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze near Avalon on both sides. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Rockets were fired from Lebanon into Israel today. At least one of those was intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system over the northern part of the country. That attack came not too long after Hezbollah in Lebanon pledged to support all measures Palestinians could take against Israel.
That's following the Israeli police going into the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Right.
Because they say basically disruptors had occupied the mosque and were illegally gathered there on the opening day of Passover, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, quite a situation there. We'll continue monitoring that. Jobless claims down. The Department of Labor says 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last weekend. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers are in Taiwan today, that delegation being led by the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Republican Michael McCaul of Texas says they're sending a signal to the Chinese Communist Party that the U.S. supports Taiwan.
All right. Thanks so much, David. It's 827 here on News Radio 92.3. And if you're getting ready to do some kind of service on your car, especially if it's an import, a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, Bobby Likas Auto Service. I know you might think you've got to go to the dealership because, you know, you think you do. That's typically what people think, but you don't have to. It's going to cost you more. It's going to take you time. It's probably far away, like often they're in Mobile. You don't have to go there. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars. They work on diesel engines, too. And look, I mean, I focus kind of on the foreign cars and also on the diesel engines, but, you know, anything. You know, they'll work on your Ford, too. I mean, that's not a problem. That stuff is all, you know, all in the umbrella, basically. 2021 Carfax rated them a top rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. They want to see you for the little stuff to prevent having to see you for the big stuff. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 437-1620. Oh, you know the story I was telling you about the McDonald's drive-thru where the basically in the mid-70s, this Sierra Vista McDonald's franchise owner found his business declining, and therefore, and he found out that it was because the members of the military weren't supposed to go in public in their uniforms, but that's what they were wearing when they were on base. And so he created a drive-thru to give them the opportunity to get the hamburgers, and it was good for them, good for him. Somebody texted me a note that I thought was so, it was such an important reminder. The reason the military weren't supposed to go in public in the 70s is because anti-Vietnam and post-Vietnam sentiment against the military was so strong, and they'd get harassed. And
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
And so the sad backdrop to that story was that they weren't supposed to go in public in their unis because of the adverse public opinion, which is a terrible thing. It's so good that we don't have that problem anymore. I mean, I was just a child. I remember
my dad
was
a drill sergeant in the army, which is why I'm so smart. I remember like one of my sister's friends wearing like a American flag sewn into their pants, and what my dad did. We weren't allowed to watch Jane Fonda movies in the house, but I remember hearing about this. That was a big deal. But wow, that's sad.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
But that was the context, and that's an important reminder about where we were and all the problems that can create. 437-1620. Oh, I told you yesterday about this Bud Light inexplicable partnership with transgender, transsexual Dylan Mulvaney, you know, the influencer. Did you see the latest one? They're now paying Dylan Mulvaney to model Nike. Nike is now paying Dylan Mulvaney to model bras. Their spokesmodel for bras is a person who was born a man and now identifies as a woman.
They need to make bras that'll fit women.
Here we are, Merca. David, what do you have coming up your news, sir?
There was a fatal motorcycle crash on Pensacola Beach. More after Fox.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump faces 34 charges related to alleged hush money payments made to porn actress Stormy Daniels back in 2016. Daniels on Piers Morgan Uncensored about whether or not Trump should go to prison.
I don't think that his crimes against me are worthy of incarceration. I feel like the other things that he has done, if he is found guilty, absolutely.
Full interview today at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Nation. House lawmakers arrived in Taiwan overnight, meeting with the nation's vice president. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sat down with Taiwan's president in California yesterday.
And it is critical to maintain economic freedom, peace, and regional stability.
Beijing said it would take resolute and forceful measures to defend national sovereignty. America's listening to Fox News.
Staying warm and humid. Warm, humid conditions last as you go into your Friday. We are going to be seeing a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday with a high near 83. Friday night, temperatures in the upper 60s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, 76. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and also 75 right now in Milton.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory, to our truck, to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday, April 15th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flag Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flag Speedway Saturday, April the 15th and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Your money now this morning. The market down just a little bit here at the opening bell. The Dow down 57.37 at 33,418.03. The S&P 500 down 14.54 at 4,075.84. The NASDAQ down 77.05 at 11,919.81. The U.S. 10-year bond rate today at 3.277%. Gold prices are down a little bit as well. 2027 right now. Silver prices at $24.93. Tech moguls reacting to the death of Cash App founder Bob Lee today. The 43-year-old creator of Cash App was found stabbed in downtown San Francisco early Tuesday morning. Twitter CEO Elon Musk said the attack was horrific, and former Twitter chief Jack Dorsey, who now owns Cash App, called it heartbreaking. The effects of the Federal Reserve continuing to raise interest rates are likely to hit black employees the hardest. That's according to the Pew Research Center. A new report from them shows that black and Hispanic Americans feel the effects of unemployment most when the economy takes a downturn. It's 8:39, News Radio 92.3, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this might well be the dumbest question that I've ever asked.
I doubt it.
like today.
That is a low bar. Yeah, I mean, that is a really, like, that is a below the limbo bar level.
Hey,
like,
Pensacola.
That's exciting. But it is National Burrito Day, as David Wayne mentioned to us earlier.
That's right.
And since he brought that up, all I can think about is burritos. Of course. I mean,
well,
that's how it works.
Yeah.
So my question for you is consider this a two-parter. Okay, the stupidest question part, the one that I'm interested in, is big, thick burritos or skinny, tiny burritos? And basically, this is the Chipotle versus Taco Bell question, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, Chipotle, you get burritos that are fist width, let's say. And, you know, with Taco Bell, you get ones that are, I don't know, 2.5 inch, you know? They're small. They're holding, one is the size of your whole hand, the other one you hold easily in your hand.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So which is better, 437-1620, 437-1620? The other question I was going to ask is, you know, go ahead and tell me your best location for burritos here locally, and I'm sure we can get 1,000 different places because they're all good and Candy will love them all. But that's my first question is, you know, little teeny tiny burritos or big, giant, enormous burritos? Candy, do you have a preference?
I'm a tiny burrito person. I know, don't write in. And I love Taco Bell. Because
I'm going to agree with you, so go ahead.
Really?
I know, it's going to be a rare day. We're going to be on the same page here, but go ahead.
Okay, but my favorite burrito place is on Underwood Avenue, and it's right over by, well, obviously by PSC, and I cannot think of the name of it.
Oh, it's Tacos Mexicanos or whatever?
Yes, Tacos
Mexicanos. I just drove
Mexicanos.
By yesterday, that's right.
Oh, my goodness, they were phenomenal. I ate there last week, and they had a burrito bowl. I'll shut up.
No. Right. So, yeah, right. Well, I guess that'd be an alternative would be the burrito bowl, okay? And hear me out. Here's the reason why. A place that serves little tiny burritos, they're usually not as good, okay? But the advantages of the little tiny burrito over the big burrito is you get all the flavors in one bite.
That's right.
And when I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I just was not raised properly. It's always a possibility. Look at the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, anything can be true. I'm just saying the big giant burritos, it's always the better ingredients. It's all the stuff. It's, you know, it's everything I want in there. But in any given bite, you only get like 3 out of 7 flavors. And then you're battling the burrito to try to figure out how do I get all these flavors into my mouth at one particular time. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do, despite what it might sound like. I have a fairly small mouth. No, but just like this.
No, I know.
You know, take all of those great things and put them into a little tiny burrito that I can hold in my hand and then I can enjoy it all at the same time. You know, that's where I'm at. Push me if you like. 437-1620, 437-1620. Big giant burrito, somebody says, the home wrecker at Moe's. Chipotle sucks. Okay, Juan is as good too. Fair enough. Somebody here says, a homemade large burrito is the best.
Oh, we'll
again,
be right over.
If I'm making it at home, I'm going to roll it tight. You know, I'm going to get the big old burrito tortilla, you know, the 43-incher, and then I'm going to have like, you know, 2 inches wide of meat all the way through it, and then I'm going to roll it up real tight, and that's how I'm going to eat it. That's what I'm going to do. Because also, they fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate the burrito is supposed to be a self-contained food item. Like, it's not supposed to be messy to eat. And when you make me make a mess eating a burrito, you've done me dirty. I mean, I'm not happy
about
that.
So you need to hang out with Dana and I because we have eating shirts. I know. She's really thin.
Like the specialty
shirts. We have special eating
that
shirts.
That are already ruined for this purpose? Is that what you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, it's we both have matching shirts. We have a ton of matching. That's so stupid, I know.
Eating shirts, I
friends,
love it.
What are you going to do? But we do. We have big eating shirts.
No, and I love them all. I love them all. I do. But I'm just saying the logistical challenges thwart me. Just like, and this is a side note, but I will say the best like kitchen invention that I ever spent money on in my entire life. This is no doubt, no exaggeration, taco holders. It's just a
taco
little piece
holders.
Of plastic that has 4 little U-shaped places where you can tacos sit and stand upright. Best thing I ever bought in my entire life, taco holders.
That's genius.
Yeah, so they don't fall down on the plate and fall and spill everywhere. I'm just saying. But a food item that needs that kind of help.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the problem, okay?
Taco holders.
All man. Right, somebody here says smaller. Somebody here says smaller so you can eat and drive. Oh, good point. You can't eat a massive burrito and drive. And we should all be eating burritos while we drive. 437-1620.
Yeah, right?
I'm team all burritos. There is no such thing as a bad way to have a burrito. I love them all. I don't pick among my kids. Husband says bigger the better. His favorite is Texas Burrito at Cactus Cantina, which has shrimp, steak, chicken, beans, and rice. Oh, where am I going today for lunch? That's fantastic.
Right?
Let's see what else we got here. Somebody says, well, that is not a picture of a burrito at all. I don't even know what that is. A burrito bowls are less messy, and you put whatever you want on the fork for each bite. And the best place is Burrito del Sol in Fort Walton Beach in Destin. Okay, it's a little out of the area, but sure, fair enough. I'm not a fan of the bowl. I don't know why. You would think that would be the ideal for me, complaining about the difficulty, but
oh, no,
I feel like on every bite now I got to work. Like I got to take a little of this and a little of that and figure it all out. So I'm not into that.
I didn't think I'd be a bowl person either, but they are delicious.
But you like them? All right.
Yeah. My go-to at Taco Bell, though, is the cheesy roll-up add beef, which is not a burrito, but it's just... It's handheld.
It's one
good to go.
One size fits all mouths.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a place in Loxley, somebody says, called Cozumel Mexican Grill that serves a massive burrito. This is his son-in-law with one. Oh, God, that is enormous. Yep, that's the burrito as big as your head kind of concept. Instead of taco holders, flip your muffin or cupcake pan upside down.
And it would hold it.
But can I quibble? They're hard to clean. The muffin tin is a pain to clean. But no, that's a good... You already have one in your kitchen if you don't want to go buy the other ones. Somebody says, I always take the first bite of either and spit it out because it's all tortilla.
Oh, yeah,
that's so
same,
true.
Same,
and last
same,
bite.
Same.
Is burritos the only food item that you don't feel guilty throwing the end of it away?
We always give it to the possums. We have a possum bowl. I'm not kidding. They get the end of all of the...
End of the loaf of bread. You know you don't want to eat that. It's just going to... That's no way to finish a burrito is on just all tortilla. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
After that, I mean, where is there to go? Taking a look around the area. Mobile Highway is now flowing smoothly in both directions after a bad accident this morning. Another accident, Bauer and Lillian on the west side. No roadblock, though. And I'm not showing a roadblock, but very, very slow westbound Highway 98 Gulf Breeze, and that's near Avalon, both sides of Avalon. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You ever bite into that end piece of a burrito, and you get all tortilla and, like, sour cream? That's all
I could eat a tub of sour cream.
Well, all right, that's a side issue. All right, fair enough. I got you.
Sorry.
Hey, if you're getting ready to buy that new car, the car you're going to drive and eat your burrito in, of course, you know, you're trying to decide between new and used, right? That's kind of the first question if you're in that market. Well, okay, so here's what you do. You go look at the dealership. You go look at the new car. You smell it. New cars smell different. That's fine. And then you look at the price. And then you go look at Frontier and you look at that same car with about 10 or 12,000 miles on it and you smell it and see what the difference is and how much that's worth to you. And then you look at the price and you decide, well, how many thousands of dollars is that smell for the first month going to be worth to me? Because that's what you're buying, right? Or you could save the money and get that car, you know, a year later, basically, with a little bit of mileage on it at a much better price. And then you don't have to pay that depreciation hit and you can drive that car till it's got 200 or 300,000 miles on it. That's what I do. That's what Dave Ramsey recommends. And that is a great way to start that experience at Frontier Motors. But do compare them side by side and then make an adult choice. You're an adult. It's your money. Use it how you want. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community with good quality, little bit used cars for more than 25 years behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Get ready for an unbelievable Easter weekend with Marcus Point Baptist Church. Join with thousands for a Pensacola tradition at the Blue Wahoo Stadium, the community sunrise service. The worship begins at 6:15 a.m. as the sun rises over the Pensacola waterfront. The celebration continues at 6205 North W Street at 10 a.m. with Easter at Marcus Point, filled with powerful music and great events for the whole family. Easter will be unbelievable with Marcus Point.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
So I was watching The Daily Show the other day. This is actually last week. John Leguizamo. I always say his name wrong. And I had gotten behind on the episodes because I don't ever always get to watch everything. You might think I do, but you know when you watch so much, you don't watch it all, right? Okay. So last week I was watching this, and it was it was instructive for me. Okay. I tend to sometimes assume that, you know, the people that I hang out with are like everybody, you know, like the smart, even-handed, somewhat funny, you know, like I tend to, and what I find is, like, I made this comment the other day. I was watching the Trump TV show when he was at Mar-a-Lago after the indictment, and, you know, it's so discouraging to read the comments on the YouTube live feed for Trump, because it's just, like, it's all of the imbeciles on all sides, and they're all trolling each other, and I'm like, I just don't want to. I just want to believe people are better than this. You know, I want to believe people are smarter than that. And, you know, these folks, their vote counts the same as mine. God, that's frustrating. But it's true, okay? So, anyway, I had one of those moments when I was watching The Daily Show, kind of catching up on The Daily Show, watching John Leguizamo. Because here's what he said, and I'll tell you why this is significant.
Hi. You know, we've had such a heavy week of news, so I thought, you know, we'd wrap up things this week with some lighthearted news that's really going to put a smile on your face.
We're interrupting this package right now because we have some breaking news, and it is historic news out of Lower Manhattan right now. A federal jury, a grand jury, has voted to indict former President Trump. The first time ever that a former president has been criminally charged.
The whole studio audience is on their feet, yelling and screaming and celebrating. John Leguizamo is up and cheering and... He lost his chair. He kicked his chair over. The level of jubilation.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Lady Justice grabbed Trump by the...
That's the weirdest thing. Like, that level of joy that a former president gets indicted... Look, obviously, I understand how much they hate him. I understand that. I mean, I even agree with them about some of the parts, you know? But this is thrilling? I mean, just, and, you know, the flip side, of course, for, you know, people on the Trump side is just fury. You know, just unmitigated fury at this happening. It was just so weird to watch a group of adults, and I know, you know, I know The Daily Show is extremely left. That's fine. That doesn't bother me. I just thought it. Now, what's that?
Very understatement.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how far left can you go? A little more, you know, like that's kind of, but it just, there was something about watching that that horrified me. You know, Americans celebrating like they won the World Cup or the Super Bowl or, you know, like if you'd unleash them on the local parking lot, they'd be flipping cars over in enthusiasm, you know, like UConn celebrating the national basketball championship because the former president got indicted. You know, like it seems to be a moment more of a little bit of sobriety, you know, a little bit of, well, this is a big deal. And maybe we should talk about why it is or why it isn't and what the, and we've done that. Okay. I don't know. For me, it caught me very sideways just to see the, like, froth-mouthed mob of attendees at this, you know, relatively highbrow entertainment. I mean, The Daily Show is, you know, it's not John Oliver, but it's, you know, it's not Maury, okay? And these people... People who read the news, maybe from not the best sources, but okay, fine. People who probably have graduate degrees, many of them college degrees, many of them have professional jobs, and here they are just cheering like their team has won in some contest where they, you know, and, which I also get because it's delayed, right? They've been hoping and hoping and hoping, but I mean, did they cheer at like impeachment one and impeachment two and at the, I mean, I don't know. I was watching these people do this, and all of them do it in unison, thinking, man, it is hard to bridge that gap with folks. 855 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I suppose the fair question would be something like, well, if charges ever got announced against Hillary Clinton, you know, how would a group of, I don't know, Trump supporters, you know, what would they do at their rally? I mean, probably something similar, I guess. I don't think they have a monopoly on this on their side. I just thought it was so ugly. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You don't remember the locker up chants?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I do remember that.
The writers at the Daily Show.
That's ugly, too.
They make Vermont University look like CPAC. So, I mean,
fair enough. I got you.
I know. Mobile Highway looks like it is flowing in both directions now. Accident at Bauer at Lillian on the west side, not showing a roadblock. And I am showing a possible roadblock after an accident on Highway 98 in Tiger Point Lane. That's near Avalon. Very, very slow. It's stopping on both sides of Avalon. That is westbound. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I'm always recommending Christina Leavenworth. Do you know why? Because she just really gets the job done, and she really gets people the best price on the sale and the best price on the buy, you know, working in different directions. But, and what I try to explain to people is, like, you might not think of her for a buying agent because we so much talk about selling homes, but somebody who knows what, how is it, you know, how many offers are going to come on a home, what are they going to come at, what are people going to offer, what won't they offer? You can really use that knowledge to game, you know, the other side when you're buying and figure out, okay, this is what we need to offer to win. If we offer this, we might win. If we offer that, we're not going to have a chance. I mean, like that kind of stuff, okay? Because she sells so many homes, she has that experience, that knowledge. And one of the things for me that's always kind of inexplicable is she manages to treat every house like it's hers. Now, I know that's part of the success. I know that's part of why it works is because she's so passionate about every single individual one that she's working with. But somehow or other, you can sell 200 homes in a year and treat each one like it's your own. I don't know how, but she does. That's because that's what I hear from everybody who works with her. If you want your home sold for a great price, you want to buy a home for a great price, or you have a friend who's looking to, you know, buy or sell and they need a good realtor, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158. It's 857 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, good article. I kind of mentioned this before, but it's still interesting. You know, Molly Barrows and the PNJ had a good article about the future of the Pensacola Grand Hotel, which right now is nothing. Like, they're just not working, and there's nothing happening, and it's just sitting there after Sally, which is a terrible loss for our community that we don't have access to that. Also, UWF banned TikTok yesterday and a handful of other apps. Mm-hmm. This, they say, as a result of the Board of Governors, which is the organization that runs all of the state universities in Florida, and they basically came down with this order, and UWF says, yes, sir, you know? So if you're on a phone on their Wi-Fi or if you're on a device that's their device, you can't access TikTok and some of these other places. If you use your phone on your own data plan, then you'd be fine, you know, as a UWF student. But I don't know, maybe ask the question, should you? You know, just ask the question, should you? You're like, well, everybody does. I mean, not everybody. You know a guy named Andrew McKay that doesn't. So, well, he's not my friend. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Time for future news.
How are you
going
to learn how to dance sturdy?
I may live my entire life and never acquire this expertise. It may just happen that way. All right. Will the Pensacola Grand Hotel ever get reopened?
Gosh, I hope.
Don't you hate to ask that question?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they just sell it? I guess it's listed for like $18 million or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, sell it. Somebody buy it. Do something with it.
Yeah.
Will we get more lawsuits against school districts if the Parental Bill of Rights as currently fashioned passes and gets signed into law?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that will happen. The concrete crushing plant that's moving from Delta's up on Palafox over to Burgess is what they want to do. That's on the county commission agenda for today. Will this be a fight, a yelling and screaming at the county commission?
No.
It always is.
Then yes.
Anytime you talk about concrete crushing, it's always a big fight.
Your